Coach's Insight programs here, kicking off the high school basketball season here tonight. Brandon Tamman joined by Atchison Phoenix boys coach, that is Pat Battle, brought to you by Amberwell Health, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. Excited to get the season going, Coach. You know, just kind of a tip of the cap to last year. 15 wins, you make a run into the state tournament. You drew the top seed in Ottawa in the first round. It ended there. But another successful season, no doubt about it. How would you kind of tip of the cap to last year and kind of the transition with some of the returning players that you have this year?
Well, that's a good question. We certainly are different. There's no question. You know, there's a lot of core guys that we've had last couple years that have since graduated. So we definitely have a different look. But yeah, we've got some guys that have some experience that have been around for several years. You know, JoJo Thompson, Yogi Purdy. Those are two seniors that we'll rely heavily upon, as well as Leighton Boldridge and Javonte Kelly. So they've been around the program. We are going to look different. We also have some young guys who are going to be in the mix, like, Jeremiah Thompson and then, and Trayvon, Gillum also, who's a freshman, who's a very dynamic player.
Yeah, I know when we were kind of putting together the basketball preview magazine and just kind of going over some of the info, it was, you know, kind of, we're not going to be maybe as big, but we're going to be probably a little more athletic. Is that pretty fair to say going into it?
I'd say faster. I don't know. Those are some pretty good athletes. You know, when you talk about Eric Smith, he's playing Division II football. You look at a Jeter Purdy, he's playing, FCS football, combined with Zamar, who's at Benedictine.
Right.
And then Trey Carter, who's at Lincoln. Those are some pretty athletic kids. I think we're faster in terms of our straight line speed than we have in the past couple of years. But, you know, see how that equates to the basketball court.
Yeah, how excited are you with this new group of guys getting ready to go on Friday night at Junction City?
Oh, well, I mean, it's always exciting. It's always exciting that, you know, that's why you do it. That's why I've done this for the last 37 years, is because you're excited for the challenges that it brings and the unknown. Sometimes that unknown is good and sometimes it's not so good. But we'll handle those challenges and I feel that we have some good leadership with Zydron Mays, who will be one of our quarterbacks. And so it's an interesting mix. It's an interesting roster. So I'm excited to see what they can do.
And you won't play a Metal Arc Conference game for a couple of weeks, but what's kind of the early assessment of the league and potentially how it's going to shake out and how you feel going into it and where you guys might stack up?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Highland Park is going to be Highland Park. They're going to be very good. And I really feel that Washington returns probably the most kids with the experience and the success that they had last year to build on. Sumner's always got some really good kids, and you never know. You know, it being an academy, they always have somebody new who you're not counting on. And then we'll see what happens with Harmon Schlegel in Wyandotte. But there's always athletes that are there. And they always present their own challenges all themselves. So I think the league is more open, to be honest, than it has been in past years. I mean, Highland Park for the last 3 to 4 years was clearly the best team in our league. And everybody else was kind of chasing them. I still expect them to be very solid. But I think that there's more balance in the league this year than what we've seen in years past.
Yeah, mentioning just some other teams getting better and maybe the gap just kind of closing a little bit in terms of the overall landscape of the league. You know, last year and certainly this year, you guys are testing yourselves early on, you know, at this early couple weeks of the regular season. Last year, taking on Junction City turned out to be a 74-51 loss. Now you make the trip to Junction City here on Friday night to open the season. You know, similarities, differences with what Junction City is going to bring when you play them again here on Friday night?
Well, they love to get up and down too. I think it's kind of a strength versus strength. I mean, we want to be a lot more up-tempo than probably we've been the past couple of years. They love to run the floor. There's no question. They play, beat Free State last night by 13. So that kind of, certainly got my attention without a doubt. They have the Autry kid, number 11, who's a senior now, and he's very dynamic. He did a lot of damage to us last year. And then they've got some big kids as well, a couple of 6'5 kids. They're pretty athletic, physical. They'll be a very good team.
There it is, Atchison boys basketball coach. That is Pat Battle, excited to get the 25-26 hoop season underway and a tough start. Good schedule, sure. We'll test Atchison as they'll go to Junction City on Friday night to begin the 25-26 campaign. Well, Coach, we're off and running. Appreciate it very much. We'll do it again next week.
All right, sounds good. Thanks a lot. Appreciate the coverage, as always.